Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Agent Daryl. We're here at Fan Expo 2015.
Hey, hey, hey. Our glorious debut, I suppose, on day two, yeah?
That's right. Now, Daryl, we've been interviewing cosplayers for about a year and a half on the show. We've only ever asked two of them to be back for a second appearance.
And we've got one of them with us right now, actually.
One of them right now who's actually making her fourth appearance. We met her in this very building back in March.
I met her at the Geekery just at, the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
We had our wonderful Agent Loki meeting of the minds there in the back.
So let's welcome back to the show the talented and lovely Candy Cosplay. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys today?
Not too bad. Congrats. You've made it.
Yes.
Fan Expo.
I know. I'm so excited.
A table at Fan Expo is a hard thing to accomplish.
Yeah. I was fingers crossing, and then we got the message, and I was having like one of those weeks where nothing was going right, and then we got that message, and it just made the week. I didn't care about any of the stuff that was going on anymore. Just like, nope, bouncing off the walls. I think I was just bouncing and buzzing all for the whole month almost.
It's a pretty cool thing, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, to get to Fan Expo in any aspect is difficult. To get a table is nigh impossible. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You know, do well, and I expect to see you here every year after.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
And your table looks awesome. You got the new banner, which looks great.
You're right by the escalator, so everybody sees you as you're coming in.
Everybody walks in, yeah.
There's no way they can miss you, so it's awesome.
Yeah,
and you're dressed as Harley today, of course, and although he is not currently present, he's out fighting crime, but Toronto Batman is right next, so you're going to get some great photo opportunities.
Oh, I think we are, yes.
Nice. And as a comic book geek myself, I have to say your Harley definitely ranks up there with your Loki.
Someone asked me today, what is my favorite? Is it Loki or Harley or Maleficent? I said, it's a toss-up between Loki and Harley now.
Maleficent is a good one, too.
I know, I love her, but she's hard to wear.
It looks, you've got that. Well, I mean, the Loki one's got the horns, too, so.
She's got the wings, though.
She's got the wings,
yeah,
too. Okay, yeah.
It's got big giant wings.
You got the horns down. I mean, how do you deal with all that headgear?
Well, the horns from Maleficent are really light because they are just latex.
Okay.
Loki's are heavy.
They look heavy.
They are heavy.
But I guess it's all about the balancing act,
is
the way they curve.
I put the wig on, and then once I put the wig on, it just kind of balances,
So, yeah, it looks amazing. It's really cool to see it finally.
She's been in the works for a while. Because my bustle, I first originally cut it out, cut the black side wrong. So I had to go buy all new black fabric because I cut it all wrong. A $40 bustle turned into an $80 bustle. But
it's worth it.
Yeah. It's my first time making a bustle, and that threw me through a looper because I'm following the instructions. The instructions, they wrote them wrong. So Syndergon's like, connect 12 to 12. I'm like, there is no second 12. What am I doing here? I was so confused. But I finally got it. It came out, and I love it.
I love the spats, too. You're still Scrooge McDuck.
I was sitting there trying to think how to make them because the boots alone, like the buy boots like this, it's like $200. I'm like, how am I going to save myself money? They're socks. Yeah, I was sitting there, and I'm also about like trying what's going to save me money. Because it can get really expensive, and I'm always like, okay, how is this going to save money if I get this? Or the odd time I'll buy a piece, too, if it's going to save me money. Like my RE Tales yesterday I wore. I bought them because I can't sew fun fur. And it would have cost me over $200 to get them bought. That's just for the fur alone, because the fun fur is like $59 a yard. So I bought them for $170. So I saved myself the money. They're already done for me. But then I had my mother-in-law help me make the outfit, because that was outfit that went kind of wrong, and I had a week to make it.
I was going
to
ask you, where do you get most of your fabrics from?
Fabricland. Yeah, I'm part of their club, so I go whenever they have the sales, and that's when I scoop up on everything.
I used to live in Toronto, right next to the Fashion District. I've got my jackets that I do up and stuff like that, and that was great when I lived just south of Queen and Spadina. I could walk to all the fabric shops on Queen there. That was great. Do you ever come into the city and just do crawl?
I've never done that yet.
There's some great stuff out there.
That's what a lot of people are telling me. Because Loki's fabric cost me $7.
A foot? Square foot? Or a yard?
Square foot, the yard. It's both. Like, they make the cape and the skirt. It was $7 for it.
Oh,
because I went in at the right time. They had a sale on. I was like, score! And the fabric I had in my hand, she said to me, she went, do you need this material or just the color? Like, just the color. So it can be any materials used, because there's one same but cheaper fabric. I was like, that's fine.
And that's nice, too, when you can, the people who know, you know, you're looking for a look, okay, you can spend $20 a yard on this stuff that's really nice and glittery or whatever, or you can get this stuff, which is going to make do.
Well, she saved me, too.
You can make it better for yourself.
Yeah, it saved me, too, with my Ari, because the skirt and the sleeves, they're both satin, but the skirt's a thinner satin than the sleeves.
Okay.
And the thinner satin was, I think, $10 a meter, and the thicker was $20. So we paid the $20 for the sleeves because the right color red.
And really, you want a thinner fabric.
Yeah.
On a hot day like today, the last thing you want is like a two-ply fabric or something.
I like having the thinner on the bottom because I had the big tails
base
yesterday.
Or something. Oh, it'd be awful.
Yeah, the big tails and the fur. I was so happy it was thinner. And
so, thinner is better.
I opted out wearing nylons, too, yesterday because it was so warm.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. I was just like, nope, I'll just wear the skirt and I'll be good.
Now, I got to ask you, you tweeted this last night. You actually got to meet your hero, Yahya Khan.
Yes, I did.
How was that?
That was amazing. Really amazing. Because my mom lined up for me. I just didn't want to go behind and bug her. So my mom lined up for me, and when she got closer, I went over because I didn't want to leave my booth. So I went over, and I ended up grabbing an autograph for a friend of mine we play World of Warcraft with. We've been friends with him probably for almost 6 years now. Oh, sweet man. So he said to me, oh, I know who's down there by you. You need to get me that autograph. So I was like, gotcha. I got you. So I got one for me, one for him. And I was talking to her, and my mom thanked her. She was saying, because if it wasn't like for you being in the cosplay community in the world, my daughter wouldn't have probably still kept doing it, because she got to see where cosplay's gone by following
you. How far you can go with it.
Yeah, and she was, like, so thankful, like, my mom said that to her. And then I tweeted last night that I met her, and she retweeted it. And that just, it made my day, because I was like, oh, my God. So I was so excited, and I went down to see her today just to show her Harley, and she loved it. Loved all the little tweaks I gave to her.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Cool. A couple other things I want to ask you about. It was really good to see that you got involved with Jace Wars.
Yes.
Because we've been part of their organization for a couple of years. What was that experience like
to you? Oh, my God. That was amazing. I'm sticking to myself. Rain and my friend Robbie, Rain wrote me and Robbie and said, you guys might be interested in this. So we went to go do it, and they asked me, oh, we need superheroes. I'm like, I don't have superheroes. Like, I have villains. So they gave me, they said, well, what villains do you have? And I said, well, I have Harley and Loki.
Loki's not really a full-on villain.
Full-on
I think
villain.
There's a heroic seed to...
He's misunderstood.
...his, her personality.
Yeah, he's misunderstood. And so they said, well, we'll take Loki. And I said, well, my husband does a really cool Loki, too. So they took him as well. That was an amazing experience.
You get like a magic show out there.
Yeah.
The curtain area, you know, male goes in, female comes out. That'd be pretty cool.
We had this little girl come in. She had her IV pole with her, and she just looked at me, and her dad goes, who is that? She goes, Loki! And she just, the smile came on her face, and she kept doing, like, motions with her hands. I knew she wanted to touch my staff. And it's a fragile, but I was like...
chance to grasp infinity.
So I held on to it, and I said, well, if you want to hold on to the bottom, you can. And so she held on the bottom, and the dad was like, what one's better? He goes, this one taps her IV. He goes, or this one. And she just squeezed my stack going, this one. And she was so excited. And I love that I did that for her. I touched her like that, and it just
made her day.
I made her day, I touched her little heart, and I loved it.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, and another thing we found out about you since we last saw you, you're an amazing artist.
Yeah.
How long have you been drawing?
I've been drawing since I was little. I started off, actually, cosplaying was just my hobby. My art was my main goal. And I started going to festivals and getting a booth there, selling my art, and I just wasn't finding it, wasn't panning out. Like, I was spending more to do the art than I was making. And so I was like, no, like, a lot of people like it. They come up and say, oh, it's nice, but they didn't want to buy the art. So I was like, well, I'll just put that as my hobby and go into...
Switch gears, basically,
Well, I went down to Yaya because I forgot the outfit she had on yesterday. I drew a picture of it, painted it all up. I forgot it. So I went down and I showed her, and I'm like... would you like this? I painted it. I forgot it. And her jaw dropped, and she's just like, uh-huh. I was like, I said, is your mailing address on your Facebook? She goes, yeah. I'm like, I will mail it to you.
That's cool.
I'm like, I'll mail it to you, and it's all yours. And she's like, yes, thank you so much. I was like, no problem.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, your artwork's pretty awesome. If you ever wanted to do a booth as an artist, I would buy your prints.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you're going to be at Geek Recon.
Yes.
You've got a table there,
yes,
so
it'll
be good to drop some of that.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I get to be Harley again.
I'm excited and nervous about it.
Yes.
So.
I'm hoping Lumen's going to do her Joker because we're working on a Joker for the Go of My Harley.
Nice.
I don't know what she's doing, but I'm hoping that's what she does.
That would be amazing, too.
Yeah, fingers crossed, yeah.
No, I appreciate you taking part in that. You were actually the first person I asked.
Aw, thank you.
No, you were such a great presence at the grand opening. I mean, that was a great time. I mean, and thanks so much for doing the photo shoot.
I had fun killing you.
I mean, as soon as I saw you in the staff, I was like, that girl's going to stab me in the back.
Well,
before this night is over, she's going to stab me in the back.
We were at the Ronald McDonald Charity House. It was an Iron Man. And my staff, like, they bounced into him. He's like, Loki, you tried it once, and I told you this doesn't work. I know you're misunderstood, and you just need some love.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, thanks for doing our grand opening and our costume contest. I still can't believe that was the first time you were in a contest.
I know, because every time I hear about them, I'm either booked in for a photo shoot at the same time, they're running, and I can just never get to them. I think I'm going to try and do Hamilton's.
Nice.
I'm going to.
In October?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
And then there's also the what was the film fest?
Yeah, she's appearing as a guest there.
Too.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
So a lot of us, me and Daryl included, and a lot of people that were there that night, think you were robbed. Like, you should have won.
Well, you know, I mean, I like I said, I pulled for you there. You were my top boy.
I was just saying that the twisty that when we saw Pyramid Head walk in,
it was a good
the whole group of us were like, oh, we've lost this contest.
It was kind of a trumper. But
yeah.
Your Loki was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a slam dunk. I'd say you were a close second by millimeters.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, I know you've got a few events planned after today.
Yeah.
Tell the fine folks out there where you're going to be next.
Next, in 2 weeks, I'll be at the Geekery Con in Niagara Falls. Then after that, I am at Forest Con in London, Ontario.
Sure.
And then after that, in November, I am in Hamilton at the Hamilton Film Expo. Which,
nice.
It's their first year doing it, and their first year introducing cosplay, and I was honored they asked me. They told me, whatever I'm doing for promoting myself, keep doing it, because I'm all they hear about lately. So that kind of touched me. I was like, I didn't know, so I was just like, oh. And I feel honored, I guess you could say.
Because
I just do the things I love. And
yeah. You should feel honored. You're one of the best cosplayers out there today.
Aw, thank you. That means so much to me.
Wonderful. And it means a lot to me that you've been helping us out with the shows and stuff. And
I love your guys' shows.
Oh, thank you. And, I mean, thanks for doing Geek Recon in 2 weeks.
Thank you for asking me.
You're going to get so sick of us asking for interviews. I know it.
No, I enjoy it every time. Because we always find something new.
We do, actually, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. And best of luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, I guess.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Candy.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.